Now, over the last couple of months, I've spoken to many parents of third level children here in Kerry who have really struggled to try to find accommodation for their children, particularly in Limerick. Now, a lot of Kerry students over the years go to UL, and I'm sure this year will be no exception with the CAO offers out today. But rather like Dublin, Limerick seems to be going through a major accommodation crisis at the moment. And against that backdrop, I was very interested to read a story in today's Irish Examiner about a house that was put up for rent in Limerick. Well, not so much a house as a room in a house. It was a 5-bed property. It was advertised on daft.ie. And the rent is neither here nor there, but the photograph accompanying the ad shows a room with a double bed. And it says only the person offering it says it's only for 3 months and only open-minded people need apply. So what on earth was that all about? Well, there was a furore afterwards when it appeared on daft.ie because I guess the implication was that whoever was going to take up that room, if anyone was desperate enough to do so, would end up sharing a bed with the person who owns the house if they were to go down that route. But in any event, the ad was taken down from daft.ie. But you know what? It brings into focus the fact that there are so many landlords out there who are really capitalising on the lack of accommodation in these cities and towns where there are universities and colleges. To talk some more about this, I'm joined on the line by Laura Harmon from the Irish Council for Overseas Students. Laura, welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Deirdre.
Can I just ask you, first of all, about that ad on daft.ie? Am I right in saying there was something a little bit seedy about it?
Absolutely, and I think it was very seedy is right, and sneaky as well, and kind of an underhanded way of sort of advertising a property, saying that someone would need to be open-minded, and it did say as well as part of it, I saw the ad myself, it was sent on to me before it was taken down, and you know, it was saying that they would be sharing a room with a double bed, you know, with the owner who was occupying the property, and that they'd have to be open-minded. So, I mean, I think that is, you know, it raises a big flag, and we've heard a lot around the sex for rent issue, and we actually don't have legislation to properly kind of clamp down on these people and outlaw this. It's something that is urgently needed, because as you say, you know, there are predators that are trying to take advantage of people that are desperate. And I suppose I'd be very concerned as well for people who, you know, if English wasn't their first language and you saw an ad like that and it says person must be open-minded, I mean, that can be interpreted in so many different ways. You know, you might think, oh, I'm open-minded, I'm open to living with different people or diversity or something, but actually, you know, the ad, I think, was very clear in that, you know, it was not asking for something straightforward here, you know, and it was the double bed, sharing the room, must be open-minded. And I think that, you know, what that was clearly saying was, it was, you know, do you want to pay for your rent in other ways, you know? So I think it was, you know, very alarming to see that. And unfortunately, we've been seeing an increase in these types of ads over the last year in particular. We've had students last year who were propositioned, you know, for sex for rent, and they were obviously appalled. They got on to us to report it, and also you know, people being propositioned in other ways. You know, you do cleaning services and or look after kids, you know, instead of paying rent or to go towards it. So it just goes to show, you know, the market is the way it is. It's low supply. I mean, I was even just looking at Kerry there, just did a quick look on daft.ie, and there's only 26 properties, not even full properties, but rooms to rent within Tralee, the surrounds of Tralee, and obviously that would be a big kind of college town as well with MTU there, you know, and even in Killarney itself, you know, there's only 7 property shares available within the surrounding radius of Killarney, another big town. So even a quick look at Kerry, it's a huge issue. It's a huge issue in Cork as well, and Limerick, as you rightly say. So unfortunately, people are trying to take advantage here, and there are vulnerable people out there who are falling into these situations.
Just to zone in on Limerick for a moment, Laura, as I said in my introduction, a lot of Kerry students go to Limerick to college. I'm even hearing about some students who are commuting up and down from Kerry to Limerick because there's such a shortage of accommodation. I feel that wouldn't surprise you.
No, absolutely not. And even just looking at Limerick City here again, just on Daft, there's only 42 rooms available to rent within a radius of Limerick City itself. So if you think about all the thousands of students that will be starting college now, you know, in the coming coming weeks, that influx. So it's no surprise people are commuting long distances, they're couch surfing, if they're able to do that. And I mean, digs have become big as well, where you have properties for rent from Monday to Friday only. But of course, that doesn't do anything for, say, international students coming over, because they need to be in a property full time. They can't go home on Fridays. So there is that mixture. And none of these figures are included when we talk about homelessness, you know, couch surfing, staying on couches, sleeping in cars. None of those things are included in any of those figures. So there is a lot of that going on, and we don't have full picture of it, but we hear it every year, and it only seems to be getting worse, unfortunately, because building hasn't kept up with demand in terms of purpose-built student accommodation, and just in terms of social housing in general, and housing in the country as a whole, particularly in the urban areas. And there is no fit-for-purpose student accommodation strategy at the minute. The last one is outdated. Even Minister Simon Harris himself has said that the current student accommodation strategy is not fit for purpose. So, you know, that's something that needs to be urgently looked at. And I think there needs to be more regulation in terms of substandard advertising and clamping down on inappropriate ads, you know, what you can advertise. I mean, you're not going to be ever asked, hopefully, to sign a contract saying, you know, part of your contract is that you have to be open-minded. You know, I mean, you know, we would encourage students and anyone now that are looking to rent properties to make sure that they do get a written contract, that the terms are clearly outlined, that the amount you're paying is outlined, that you have the proper contact details for the landlord or whoever's renting the property, the agency. And you can ask for their ID as well. You know, that's perfectly acceptable. And be aware of those kind of scams too. There's lots of scamming happening at the minute, unfortunately, and a lot of these scammers aren't even living in Ireland. They're just doing it from a laptop abroad, and they're setting up fake accounts. So really people need to be wary, I suppose, in terms of when they're searching for property and what's out there.
Laura, is there any fear that some students might be desperate enough to take up positions like that one that was taken down from daft.ie, that they might be so desperate to find somewhere to lay their head at night that they might go down that road?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's an absolutely huge risk. And I think, you know, the government really are putting a lot of people in this situation by not protecting renters and, you know, by not having a clear strategy here. But I would say if people do encounter these kind of ads, to report them, and if they are finding themselves in precarious, you know, situations or dangerous situations, absolutely report it to the guards. But unfortunately, there are people out there that are taking advantage of this. There are predators who feel that they have an opportunity here, you know, to take advantage of people. And you know, it's disgusting, really, is what it is. And it's abhorrent, and really, I think people need to be on the lookout. But of course, there are vulnerable people there, and I mean, nobody wants to be homeless. You know, people want to have a roof over their heads. They want shelter. They want warmth. I think everybody in this country should have a right to that. And people will go to great lengths, you know, to avoid becoming homeless. You know, nobody chooses to be homeless, and you know, unfortunately, people are having to take substandard accommodation sometimes because they are desperate, and there is so much demand and competition there. And I do think
I was going to say, I know that Ireland has a great reputation for many years for giving places in colleges and universities to overseas students whom you represent. Is the word filtering through abroad now, Laura, among young people in education abroad who are thinking of coming to Ireland, that, you know, don't bother, it's a no-go zone, you won't find anywhere to live?
Well, I think, again, that is a big risk. And I know we saw the French embassy, you know, a few months back, they put out a warning to their citizens saying, you know, be careful coming to Ireland because of the housing crisis. So just anyone coming over here to live. And it's impacting on other workers as well. I mean, healthcare workers, doctors and nurses and engineers that are trying to move to Ireland. The jobs are here and they're getting the jobs, but then they're finding it really hard to find somewhere to live. So, you know, it's affecting students and other people coming here. But I also think there are other reasons why maybe international students would be looking at Ireland, you know, second guessing it. Is we've seen increases in crime as well in urban areas, and tourists being attacked, and quite high profile stories there. And I think that is a worry. Safety is certainly a big worry, and safety when it comes to living somewhere safe as well is definitely a worry. But I suppose I have to say, like, Ireland has a world class education system. You know, we have fantastic colleges all across the country, and you know, we have amazing staff working in colleges as well to provide really good quality student experience. So like, students want to come to Ireland, and rightly so. We should be very proud of our education system. It's just really unfortunate that this housing crisis is undermining all of that great work and all of the great things that we have to sell as a country. You know, it's really putting a stain, a mark on Ireland, I think, and it's something that really needs to be tackled, and I think we need an emergency response. You know, I mean, we hear the government talking about how it's an emergency and we're, you know, it's a crisis and that they're responding, but you know, I think that needs to be met by more action. And I think we saw during the pandemic what could be achieved, you know, when all government departments were working together, and when there was more of a kind of an urgency to what needed to be done quickly. And I think we need that now as well to apply it to the housing crisis. And you know, it's like we have nearly full employment in the country, and there are so many good things happening in the economy, and the government have a surplus, and I think a lot of that really needs to be spent on tackling the housing crisis.
Yeah, absolutely. And just finally, Laura, do you think we keep hearing about Dublin, that, you know, don't send your child to college in Dublin because they won't find anywhere to live. And as I said already, the CAO results are out today, the CAO offers. Is Limerick nearly as bad as Dublin now in terms of shortage of accommodation?
Oh, I would say so. Yeah, I would say it is. And certainly other urban areas, Cork as well, Galway, students are finding it difficult. So, you know, it's kind of, it depends where you go, really. There's demand all across the country, and it's certainly not just Dublin. Though Dublin is, you know, particularly bad, but I think there was actually a fall in housing prices in Dublin for the first time recently, but that fall hasn't actually happened in other areas of the country. So, you know, it's a lot of emphasis has been put on Dublin, but other cities need to be looked at as well. So I think it's an all-island problem at the minute. I don't think there's one area that's escaping it.
Yeah, indeed. Well, listen, thank you for joining us. It's a rather worrying and disturbing trend, particularly for any parents out there whose child is receiving a college place today. It'll be an added layer of worry on top of that.